Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with a market measure sponsored by the CBOE.
What do you make of this move today?
I think volatility has been said. I said it earlier. I don't think you should be looking at the 0 days today right now for selling premium because I think volatility has been staying bid. It's up 53 cents. It's 1460. It just made a high. Even the S&P just sold off. They tried to mount themselves a rally. They're only down around 20, 21. They're down 32 right now.
32 is a big move.
Yeah. Now, 32 is a big move. Are we at the end of the extended long down move, or is it just the beginning of the top? That I don't know. I mean, where are we? What do we take back? 2 or 3 days worth of action here on the E-mini S&Ps? I mean, where are we back to? The highs from the 29th? I mean,
there's some stocks
Friday
here.
Or Thursday?
There's some stocks here that have had just monster moves.
There are, and I mean, I know you're going to mention, you know, like the Apples of the world, and you'd be correct. I don't know what to tell you, though.
Probably more than just the Apples of the world, but
it would be due. Well, overdue.
What do you make of this tape action today? They tried rallying them once. And this has been the kind of market where they haven't had a lot of intraday reversals, right?
That's true. They haven't had any. That's why the 0 day has been so popular and so good for selling premium.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about the other side, about buying premium, how you'd be getting killed, but that's another story.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so popular. I think most of the volume in SPX, from what I read from the CBOE, is in the 0 day options. Another thing about how volatility has been actually crushed with the 0 day popularity and not expanded the way it originally was, you know, sold as the fear-mongering thing. So it's an interesting market.
Well, I'm looking through a lot of these positions that we have on, and they're, I mean, some of these stocks can't buy an uptick, Google being one, Apple being another.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft today down to 405. I mean, Microsoft's been... stupid. Netflix has been stupid. They finally downticked these stocks a little bit. Meta's been stupid. It finally downticked these stocks, but they haven't been able to hit like the granddaddies, you know, the Nvidias.
No, not yet.
Anyway, I'm Tom Sosnoff.
Volatility's percolating.
I'm Tom Sosnoff. He's Tony Batista. This is Tasty Live. Thank you for spending as much time with us as you do. Again, we have a full new lineup for 2024. If you're new to the network, we go from 7 in the morning till almost 6:30 at night now. And it's pretty awesome. We have like 20 different speakers. We're the largest digital financial network anywhere. We're moving into our new spaces, new studios on Monday, which means new equipment, new lots of stuff. And should be fun. We also have an incredible roadshow coming up. And we've been kind of soft selling it this year because last year we got a little oversubscribed. So this year we're been soft selling a little bit. But we'd love you to come out and see one of our live events. We hit the road officially a week from this Saturday in Houston, Texas. For the first Tasty event of 2024, it's called Where's Bat? And it's 6 different speakers with 6 different strategies and a bunch of fun games and interactive participation with the crowd. We're going to be at the White Oak Music Hall on March 16th. That's Saturday, March 16th. Doors open at 8. It's first come, first serve. It's all free. And it is sponsored by Tasty. And it's at the White Oak Music Hall in Houston. If you want to see the other events we have coming up, you can visit tastylive.com/events. Everything is listed on that page, including the first webinar that we did this year, which was called Modern Portfolio Innovation for Active Traders. I did it last week, February 28th, on a Wednesday. So it's fresh. It's all brand new content. The second webinar we have coming up is on March 27th. It's about a couple weeks away, 3 weeks away. Those are from 11 to 12. You can also sign up for those there. And all the content from the first one is on there. This is a new show that we're doing live, 8 different cities around the U.S. and London. But we're also doing 3 of the Where's Bat events. And First one's in Houston, second one's in Toronto on July 27th, the third one's in Phoenix on December 7th. These are the kind of our fun show. The other one's kind of our heavy show. Both shows, all 11 shows, have six speakers. They are, Where's Bats, a little right around 2 hours long. The Building Complex Portfolio is almost 3 hours long. And, but we get you in, we get you out. And like I said, they're all free. They're all amazing. We got the SIBO, the CME to come together and collaborate with us. These are the best events in all of finance. And we have 11 different speakers. So we're throwing the entire team at you. And I think you're going to love it. 11 different speakers, never be boring, tons of content. How do you lose?
How do you lose?
You can't. How do you lose? We'd love to see you come out. It's important you come out, actually, because it helps to convince our marketing partners that there's a lot of interest. It also is, it's the stickiest thing that we do. And you get a chance to meet everybody, to shake hands and ask questions and do everything else. They're very, very special events. We've been doing them now for what feels like almost 12 or 13 years. So we can't go on forever. So
love you to come out. Support us. Love to see you.
So New York City is the first one of these shows. Then we go to Seattle, London, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, L.A., and Dallas. Miami and Seattle are new this year. So is Toronto on our other list. So we're trying to get to some new cities. But looking for huge turnouts in London and Toronto and different places, you know, throughout the country. We call them Super Bowl cities. So we'll see you guys all there. Just tastylive.com/events. You can sign up. You can bring somebody if you want. These are straight content, beginning to end, plus a bunch of giveaways. That's it.
Beautiful. Good job.
Sign up, tell a friend, do whatever.
Yep.
tastylive.com/events. So this is a segment that our research team, we have a think tank here at Tasty. If you're not familiar, if you're new to the show, every day we pick up new listeners, new viewers, whether you're on YouTube or whether you're watching it directly through the Tasty, Tasty website. Thanks. And we have a dedicated research team here in Chicago. And this is a piece they put together called Zero DTE Strangles. And by the way, if you like our research team, we are going to bring back, we call it Geeks on Parade, which this summer we are going to be doing a digital version of Geeks on Parade. That means I'm bringing our entire research team into the studios in Chicago. We are filming a digital event like we did last year. And you will be able to have the NFT/the digital collectible for free. All you'll have to do is sign up for it. It's not posted yet, but it will be posted. It's called Geeks or Geeks on Parade, whichever one we finally end up going with. There will be six or seven different speakers. It'll be hosted by Liz Dierking, and the speakers will include Julia Spina. It'll include Julia Spina, Jacob Perlman, Mike Reckentine, a.k.a. Dr. Data, Anton Kulikoff. Let's see, who else do we have speaking at this event? I believe Ryan Grace. Help me here, Tony. Who am I missing? Who am I missing, Beth?
I'm thinking. One sec. Pete?
No, I don't think Pete's doing this one. I forgot who I'm missing as the sixth person. Oh, Dr. Jim.
Have a party without Dr. Jim.
Can't have a party without all our PhDs. Dr. Jim, Jacob, Mike Reckentine. Then you throw in Anton, Julia, and Ryan Grace, because I want to do a piece on digital assets, and Ryan is kind of our resident genius on that. Anyway, I think you're going to love Geeks on Parade. It's about 2 hours long. It's a digital version. You can watch whenever you want. If you sign up for it, you will own that NFT. If you don't sign up for it, you can never get it. We don't play it anywhere else. It's a one and done.
Awesome.
All right. Zero DT Strangles. This is a piece Jacob put together. Jacob is our math geek, our math kind of genius. I can say that because I've never seen anybody successfully challenge him on a math question and win. So until that happens, until somebody can beat the
dethrone
Jacob Perlman. He is our official math geek. I put him up there in a class of about 5 mathematicians in America. So he's that good. Zero DT strangles. So zero DT options have given retail traders access to extremely active, liquid markets and fast results for their plays. Tony just talked about this a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the FINRA regulatory buying power requirement minimum for naked options is the minimum of, and we put the, I'm sorry, is the maximum of the, what's below. It basically works out to, if you're trading, it's a little less than 20%. Right now, the index is 5,100. What is the requirement for SPX?
I think it's close to 100,000.
100,000?
Close to it.
Yeah, it was about 80 when the index was a little lower, but now it's probably, yeah, it's probably 96,000. That's just for a strangle.
Right.
So it's a little under 20%.
Right.
Like most of the time we say 18%-ish as a ballpark. So if a stock's trading for, you know, $100, it's $18,000.
It's 51, it's 100,000.
Yeah, it's 50. It's 5,100, it's 100,000. Yeah, nothing, nowhere. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
For a one-lot strangle to make, you know, $100 or $200.
Right.
So
you're going to collect, you know, $18 in premium or whatever it is.
Nobody's disagreeing with you.
Yes.
So because this doesn't account for the time remaining on the contract, it makes trading with undefined risk in the zero DTs extremely buying power inefficient. Now, if you have portfolio margin, it will be less. Yes. But you need 175.
If you have more sitting positions, it'll be less too.
You need $175,000 in your account minimum to have a portfolio margin. Mm-hmm. So, and that's not our choice. None of these are our choice. So, how can we get around this? How can we allow you to trade your favorite strategies, but not kill you with requirements? Okay, how can we do that, Mr. Batista? How?
Define the risk. Take something and buy a wing that's going to minimize it by 90%.
Buy a wing, he says.
Yeah, do it on both sides, but sure.
Next slide, Beth. So over the past 20 years, this is really interesting. Over the past 20 years, the SPX has moved open to close by less than 2% 95% of the time. Less than 5% 99.6% of the time, and never by more than 11%. Okay, these are just statistics from the last 20 years. So in the SPX, zero DT options have good volume out well beyond the typical daily moves. Using these to form very wide iron condors will drag down your average P&L by the cost of the wings, usually a nickel to 15 cents on the dailies. The reason the dailies, you can buy them cheap, is because they expire, so nobody has to take overnight risk.
That's right.
That's why they're available.
They expire.
If you go to try to buy long-term options at a nickel or 15 cents, you're going to go out to levels you can't even believe.
Right.
But on the dailies, they exist. So they behave similar to strangles, but the buying power can be reasonable for a medium-sized account. So now that we have a plan for how to sell strangles in the zero DTs, let's see how successful they would have been over the past year.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. So we did a study, 51 weeks of data in the zero DTs using data collected every 10 minutes. If you're wondering why we do every 10 minutes, it's just we can do these every single week. Mm-hmm. We examine selling strangles at the market open, either 30, 20, and $10 out of the money, as well as straddles. Considered managing the winners at 10, 15, and 20% and 25% of initial credit, losers were allowed to expire and for full loss. For this study, there was no rolling of managed positions. Each trader placed exactly one trade per day. This is our big question. We get this all the time. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Drum roll. Everything's going to look good, just so you know, because this year has been a gift for these. But if you're doing...
Because the market cooperated, you mean, with its direction.
Yes. If you're doing straddles, and this has, without buying the junky wings, but we're saying you can, it will reduce these numbers. But without buying the junky wings, 10%.
Well, you know what's funny? If you go out $50, you use around $3,000 in buying power after the
that's
credit.
That's what they...
I know, but I'm just saying, but that's the conditional value at risk because you're going the expected move. You're buying that wing. You're paying 50 cents, 25 cents on each side, 40 cents on each side to buy the wing. But the conditional value of risk, because I've done these trades, is around that $3,000 number.
What's important to note here from from Straddle selling the, at the money put and call is, and this with no management, is that the numbers are sequentially just kind of the order you'd think. 91, 88, 86, 83, and the money goes up the other way. Okay, it's as clean, as perfect as you can imagine. Take a little more risk, you know, make a little more money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next slide. If we did $10 wide out of the money strangles, you're obviously your win percentage is going to go up. Your money still looks pretty good, and your C-bar actually goes down. So the $10 out of the money strangles is actually better to me than the at the money straddles.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next slide.
Yeah, agreed.
When you go $20 out of the money, it starts to get, you don't collect as much money. Your win rates go way up. You're at 95% winners basically across the board, 90 to 95% winners. Your C-bar goes down a little bit, but you don't make as much money. You take less risk. I kind of like that $10 out of the money, but I've been doing them $20 out of the money, and these numbers are pretty much spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the $30 out of the money, next slide, Beth. $30 out of the money strangles, everything's over a 95% win. The money you make is a lot less, and the C-bar drops even more. So these numbers have, it's really just pick your poison, because everything has been so damn good.
It's good and better.
It's good and better.
But that's not going to continue. I don't want to paint a picture here that this is the strategy that works every time in every market environment.
We keep saying it will not continue, and the crazy thing
continuing.
Is, it keeps continuing.
Although not today. Today would have been an exception.
Yes. We're going to go to the next slide. So over the past year, selling naked zero DTE SPX strangles would have been extremely successful strategy. Unfortunately, due to buying power regulations, it's also impractical. So using the far out of the money long wings to make strangle like iron condors can give retail traders the ability to make a wider range of zero DTE plays at a small cost to your P&L. Got to knock off, you know, whatever it is, 15, 20, 25 cents off those numbers.
More like 50 cents, but it does away with $97,000 worth of buying power.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know.
Amongst these undefined risk zero DTE trades, using the further out of the money short strikes resulted in slightly lower average P&L, but significantly less tail risk and a higher percentage of winning trades. Very straightforward, just to put some, you know, kind of fuel out there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Really nice zero-day strangles. We'll take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this. But, oh, joy, your friend and mine, Mr. Scott Sheridan, next. It's Tasty Live. EMEA S&P down 41, south near the lows.
Yeah.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.